Has the dust settled yet? Because you were an angry man after Cardiff.
Well, I think I was entitled to, you know, and I think that's pretty clear. I think the no be my now of what I expect, and wants to fall below the standards they've set. And unfortunately, that's a couple of times that, you know, away from home in particular, you know, Norwich and at Cardiff, where we weren't at the level where we should be. So, you know, that disappoints me and upsets me, because up until Cardiff and Norwich, we were going along very, very nicely. So we have to rediscover that form and have to be ready for the challenge of what the championship is. Now, often have I said it, that is the championship for you. If you're not quite at the races, it's genuine enough and honest enough to make sure that you get beat.
I mean, maybe the surprising thing about it was that everybody has a day at the office to forget that it happened again. That was maybe the surprise.
Well, look, as I said, I can only out of it's probably happened before. I've come in, walked through the door too. You know, I wasn't happy with Cardiff. Second half, we did something about it. Mm. You know, if we had played like this in the second half like we did in the first, then we would have been quite okay. I'm convinced of that. And we haven't got to the level, so they need reminded of exactly what it takes. And if you're having a bad day at the office, then at least do the basics right. Everybody plays poorly. Nobody wants to go out on the pitch and play poorly. Yeah. But we've got to do the basics right. And I think that's the most important thing that we hammered home.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you've made your first moves in the transfer market now. Tell us why, Sam Johnson.
Well, Jed Steer, of course, tearing his Achilles didn't help the situation at all. And then it's left us in a situation where we've got, for me, a young goalkeeper in Gallini, who needed a bit of a hand, and we've got Bunny. And I just thought bringing in the lad from Man U with his quality, when an opportunity allows you to bring in the sheer quality, and he can give the other two now fierce competition, and that's exactly what we want. So, you know, I remember a few years ago, there was Jordan Pickford and him, and who was the best young goalkeeper in the country. Jordan Pickford's had his chance, and he's never had his, so now's the big, big chance for him to come and play at a big club. And I thank Jose too, you know, for giving us the opportunity to get him here, because it wasn't easy.
Mm. He's the only player that he's letting go from Old Trafford this window, Jose. And I presume the deal is there's no point letting him go if he's not going to play.
Yeah, I mean, he's only trained the first day. He's only trained today. So I've got to put him in mind, is he ready for Sunday? Is that fair on him? Mm. Or do we let him train with the boys and get used to his surroundings for the next 10 days, so we play Wolves a week on Saturday. So I'll see how he is, see what he thinks, whether I throw him in against Spurs. I'm yet to decide, but certainly I've brought him in here to play. That's got to be, you know, but of course he's got to play on merit. We all understand that, and that's what he's here for.
Mm. You're obviously aware of all the speculation and probably a huge list of players that you've been linked with and this, that and the other. So how is it going so far?
Well, I think the press, and the written press anyway, not the radios, the written press have got me down as about 35 players so far I've been linked with. So they're not doing their job very well. Look, I've got two or three targets in mind. If we get them over the line, then great, if we can do something. But there won't be like what happened in the summer, where there's ins and outs galore. I can't see it happening, because January's not the window. And for the sake of the club, and I might be cutting my own nose off here, for the sake of the club, it needs a bit of stability and people to, you know, I've only been here 3 months. You know, I'm not here long enough to make wholesale changes. Yes, they've let me down a couple of times, but out of 13 times, we're third or fourth in the division, on form, on current form, which is where we want to be. So I said to the players, I wasn't that all of them, and it was only 3 months ago, that all of them, the slate's wiped clean. Right, and you're all playing for your futures, if that's what you really want to put it. So January's still too early for me. But make no mistake, if there's a chance to bring in a quality individual, then we'll try and do it.
And it's an FA Cup game at a Premier League ground, the ideal distraction, the way to get over Cardiff, if you like?
Well, look, we couldn't ask for a more difficult draw. But what I've learned over the years, especially when we got to a cup final with Hull 3 years ago, whatever it was, that a club like Hull can get to, and Villa was there a couple of years ago. So, you know, I know it's the most difficult tie, but is Aston Villa capable of winning 5 games to get to a cup final? Yes. we could have wished for an easier draw, don't get me wrong. So we'll try our utmost to try and get through to the next round, because a day out at Wembley, as I've just experienced 2-3 years ago, for supporters and club alike, is fantastic. And the FA Cup gives you a chance to win something. Can we win 5 games? Yes. It's going to be difficult, though, because the first one we've got to get over is one of the best teams in Europe at the minute, at their ground. So, a difficult challenge.
Will you pick your best team, Steve?
Yeah.
Whatever that is, I'm not so sure, Tom. But
no, of course I will. I mean, yes. I mean, listen, we're going down to Spurs. As I said, one of the best teams in Europe. So we'll give it our best shot.
Looking at your run in the FA Cup, a lot of Premier League clubs seem to switch off for the FA Cup. They rotate their squad, etc. Does that make it easier?
Do you know? And I was not guilty of it, because you are, when you're a club where it matters so much to be in the Premier League, then that's all you're focused on, all your attentions are, because do you need another 4 or 5 games? Yes, it's great if you can get to the final, and more importantly, you get there and you don't pick up any injuries. You know, and the thing about resting people is we've just had an unbelievably difficult Christmas for everybody, where fatigue plays a part. And if you play tired, you know, and it's a big cliche these times, but you play tired, you've got a chance of injury, and I think that's what everybody wants to avoid.
You said a few weeks ago you were working hard with Gabby Agbonlahor to get him fit.
Yeah, it's time.
And he hasn't seen, but at Cardiff we saw glimpses of the old Gabby.
Well, I was delighted with him. He gave us a spark. All of the stuff what I brought in 3 months ago has been geared towards January. It's all been geared towards getting him right, because I knew we were going to be without at least 2 players, and Gabby come on and give us a spark against them. Now it's going to be a difficult road back, he knows that, but he's tried his utmost. He come out and showed that hunger and desire against Cardiff, and as I said, very nearly got us an equaliser, which was good to see.
Just you talked about players that you're trying to bring in. How difficult is it for managers?
Difficult, very difficult, because the ones you want are not available, and of course when you're at a club like this too, you're trying to buy in January, then people try and pull your pants down. And so we've got to be careful on both fronts. It's a frantic time. You know, the phone's not stopped, and every player's got the new Paul Scholes, I have to tell you. It's quite incredible how many Paul Scholes have been offered in the last few months. But it is becoming more and more difficult. But look, that's the part and parcel of it. And as I've said repeatedly here, we will act if we can get the right quality to bring in 2 or 3 to add to the squad that I've got would be ideal.
When you signed for Man U, I'm sure it was just you and Alex, pen to paper, job done. But now, agents, solicitors, all sorts.
It's all sorts comes out now. It's more than, you know, well, we managers don't get involved anymore. We identify the players, and thankfully we don't have to then talk about money, because it's bad enough without falling them out over money. But all sorts happens now to get a transfer done.